With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump joins grieving families for the return of soldiers killed in the war in the Middle East.
President Trump is attending the dignified transfer for the six U.S. soldiers killed in the Middle East at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base.
Very sad situation.
He joins family members and most of his cabinet as the soldiers' remains return to the U.S. They died last week in a drone strike on a command center in Kuwait. Trump spoke earlier Saturday at an event in Florida.
They're great heroes in our country.
He's pledging to keep American war deaths down. At the same time, he said he will keep the pressure on Iran. The six members of the Army Reserve were all from the 103rd Sustainment Command based in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm Julie Walker.
The UK military is rejecting criticism of his response after last week's strikes by Israel and the United States.
Britain's Chief of Defense Air Chief Marshal Sir Richard Knighton reject criticism that they were ill-prepared for the conflict in Iran.
Well, what the Prime Minister and the Defense Secretary have made clear, and what's very clear to me, is that this is probably the most dangerous time of the last 30-odd years that I've been in uniform. And it's very clear that the demands on defence are rising. And that's why I think the Prime Minister said in his Munich Security Conference speech that we needed to spend more on defence and do it faster. And you won't be surprised that I agree wholeheartedly with what the Prime Minister said.
He also said that the UK could join more proactive strikes in the future, while the focus remains on protecting British interests and personnel. Rika N. Garcia, London.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmer says Tim Walz should go to jail.
There's a question that's starting to develop as to when he actually knew and what he did or didn't do. And that may end up by putting him right in the crosshairs as a corrupt politician that needs to be held accountable.
Emmer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Texas can now enforce a ban on drag shows.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed a previous ruling and will allow the state to prohibit sexually charged shows in places where small children might be present. Jonathan Covey of the group Texas Values is cheering the ruling, saying, quote, "The state is well within its rights to be able to protect kids from sexualized performances and harm." The new law is set to go into effect on March 12th. Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in this country, even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it's acceptable for the state to execute a person who's been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants at 66%. This is SRN News. Ford has issued two recalls.
Software issues impacting the vehicle's rearview camera displays could increase crash risks. An internal component inside the infotainment system of certain 2021 through 2026 Ford Broncos and 2021 through 2024 Ford Edges may overheat and shut down, preventing the rearview image from displaying when drivers are going in reverse. And some 2020 to 2022 Ford Escapes and Lincoln Corsairs, as well as 2020 through 2024 Lincoln Aviators and Explorers, may show a flipped or inverted rearview image. John Scott reporting.
The price of oil surged higher and showed no signs of halting its rapid climb a week after the U.S. and Israel launched major attacks on Iran. Oil prices surpassed $90 a barrel yesterday. The conflict has left ships that carry roughly 20 million barrels of oil a day stranded in the Persian Gulf. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.